Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 55, Walk Humbly. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, what and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Let that land for a moment. He has told you. Not he will tell you if you pray hard enough. Not maybe someday you'll figure it out. He has already told you. God's will for how you are to live is not a riddle buried at the bottom of a well. It is not a secret reserved for the especially spiritual. It is a clear word set before you, open. And the question the prophet is raising is not, do you know it? The question is, do you live it? And what he requires is this. Three things, but not three separate options you pick from a menu depending on the day. They are three dimensions of one way of walking. You cannot do justice and abandon kindness. You cannot love mercy and refuse humility. They hold each other up. The way balance holds astride, take one away, and the whole walk goes crooked. Look carefully at the first. Do justice. Not admire justice from a safe distance. Not aspire to it in theory. Do it. Justice happens at the register when you hand back the extra change. In the contract, when you don't exploit the loophole. In the conversation, when you tell the truth, even when it costs something. The justice of God doesn't only live in courtrooms. It lives in the small choices of an ordinary day, in the places where no one is watching. And then the prophet goes deeper. Love kindness. Not merely practice it. Love it. There is a world of difference between doing good out of obligation and genuinely delighting in do-goods, being loyal, generous, tender toward another person. God is not asking for a reluctant servant who acts rightly through gritted teeth. He is asking for a heart that finds real joy in being kind, that comes to the end of a day and thinks, "That was good, I did what was right," and smiles quietly on the inside. And then comes the hardest of the three. Walk humbly with your God. Walking humbly is not making yourself small. It is not pretending you have no gifts, no voice, no capacity. Walking humbly means keeping company with God at his pace, not running out ahead because you think you already know the way. Not dragging behind because fear has locked up your feet. It means matching your rhythm to his, glancing to the side and knowing you are not walking alone, that there is a presence guiding, correcting, holding you steady. This is what he requires. Not a ritual, not a religious performance, a whole life bent in this direction, just, kind, humble. And so today, before the day picks up speed, here is the call. Choose one quiet act of kindness. Small, concrete. It might be a word for someone who is carrying something heavy. It might be an action that takes a little weight off someone close to you. But keep it silent. Not for social media. Not for anyone's applause. Let it stay between you and God, because it is right there, in the secret, where humility meets kindness and becomes real. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.